Hello Scorpio, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, February the 18th, and the whole weekend. Actually, it's not a week, it's a whole month, because the sun is going to move into Pisces, which is very advantageous for you as a Scorpio. What it basically means is that this opens up one of the most creative periods of your year. Creativity in all its kinds can come through from recreation to procreation. It's about falling in love with a person or falling in love with a situation. But the operative word now is love. And here's your Sunday stars. Yesterday the sun moved into your fifth house. Check it out in my book, You Can Change Your Life, because it is delicious. And it's delicious for so many reasons. It will bring your own gifts and talents that are inborn to the fore. So if you have a gift for music, for doing things which other people cannot do on a creative level, this is your chance to start to love yourself more and love the things that you do and make something of yourself. Here's your Monday stars. With the emphasis on the sign of Sagittarius, aka the moon, what you've got now is the opportunity to look into finances and ways of not just making money, but also investing in sides of yourself or your life that can make you more money in the long run. Speculate to accumulate is what comes through with these stars. So it's all about wealth creation, but it's all about doing it through the things that you do well. Here's your Tuesday stars. So much happening in the sign of Aquarius, and it's good. And for you, that means concentrating on home and family affairs. This is excellent for all kinds of things, from moving house, to changing your lifestyle, to the happiness within home and family affairs. There's all kinds of energy now, movement and mobility. And that's what your home life brings now, change. Here's your Wednesday stars. The most difficult aspect, probably one of the most difficult potentially of the whole year, because your two ruling planets clash. It's Mars squaring Pluto. And that certainly means if you know your negative side, you need to hold on to your hat. And you need to make absolutely sure you're conscious of what you are doing. Because the more cognizant you are of your negative side, the better. If not, it could lead to some form of self-destruction. And you don't want to shoot yourself in the foot. Here's your Thursday stars. With a lot going on in the sign of Aquarius, there's a lot of movement around in your life. As I said, there's change, but it can be change for the good when it comes to home and family affairs. But you need to be aware of yesterday's Mars square Pluto. And the way that you're aware of this is to know your weaknesses and to know that side of you that can bring wrath and destruction. Keep control of yourself and don't get out of control. Here's your Friday stars. Well, there's good news connected with you or where you live or a family matter. Maybe it's to do with a baby or a family concern, like anything from a christening to a housewarming. They're the kind of things that are happening with your stars now. There's something to celebrate, certainly, when it comes to family past or present. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.